And I'm back with special education teacher Anna Jones and school district superintendent Wayne Stewart. He is from Missouri. And we're talking about what educators are going through as they try to adjust to distance learning. And we heard from another teacher, Sean, who says he's worried about his colleagues.
I'm a middle school teacher in Washington, D.C. I don't have any childcare responsibilities outside of normal school. And yet I see so many of my fellow teachers who are now both full-time teachers and full-time parents, and I really wish I could find a way to support them.
So Superintendent Stewart, what would you say to people who would like to support the teachers in your district as they're, you know, struggling through this? I'm sure this is true of you as well, that many of your teachers are also parents who are also trying to teach their kids while they're trying to support the kids in their classroom. I think they're all their kids. What would you say?
It has been tough for teachers, doubly because they continue to have the duties that they were contracted for, and that's been made more difficult by the way that they have to go about delivering that education now. And they have their own kids. You know, here, daycares were shut down, and we had rules that, you know, not over 10 people at a time could be in the school. And so one of the things that we have done was to keep the building open for teachers 24/7 around the clock. And we've been able to schedule teachers to come in at times like 10 o'clock at night when they had somebody else at home to take care of their kids. And they could work on the lessons and make packets or put lessons on thumb drives or various things. But it's been especially hard on teachers because it's doubled up on their work.
Miss Anna, what would be helpful to you right now? I don't know if you have additional responsibilities at home as well, but what would help you?
Well, I mean, I have colleagues who are parents. I'm not a parent myself. They've talked about the challenges that they're facing. I feel like it's funny. I feel like any teacher who's a parent and working from home is going to be really uniquely sympathetic to the parents of their students who are also doing double duty. But I think that, like, you know, it's very tough. And I think it just is also tough when we think about coming back to school potentially in the fall or not in the fall and what that means for childcare across the board.
Well, can I just say on behalf of all parents and hopefully people who understand how important an educated population is, I just want to thank you both so much for your work, not just in these times, but, you know, all the time. I just, you know, hats off to you. I mean, honestly, this is something that we talk about just every single day, and we just appreciate you both, and I hope that people will find a way to express their appreciation for you. If I could just have a brief final thought, maybe, Mr. Stewart, just as briefly as you can, what's the one thing that you would wish people would know about what's going on right now?
I wish people would know that we lack infrastructure, and it's almost as great a lack as if we didn't have electricity or water or sewer. We need to find a way on a national level to bring high-speed internet access to every home in every state that we're ready to compete.
All right, I appreciate you. That is School Superintendent Wayne Stewart, and also with us, special education teacher Anna Jones. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And this is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.